Welcome to Hatching Creativity. This isn't just another behavioral health podcast. This is the place where thought leaders converge to talk about real-life challenges, breakthroughs, and pivotal aha moments.
We've heard 18 million conversations about the staffing shortage in this field, and it's a staffing shortage. By the way, I will just say we hear a lot of discussion, or at least I hear a lot of discussion about the clinical staffing shortage, which is absolutely true and a critical barrier. But it really is true across the field. I mean, we experience it sometimes more, sometimes less as the market.
Well, you see it a lot. You see a lot because if you're not properly credentialed, they're taking their money back. So
right.
You're seeing that all the time, I'm sure.
Right, exactly. I think, but I think to go back to the example that you gave a few minutes ago of like, you know, you'll give somebody a training and then 6 months later, you'll come back and they were tech, you know, training as a tech. And then 6 months later, you'll come back and they'll be the head of HR. It's, you know, I think that part of the reason why so many organizations have staff shortages and staffing issues is because we're underinvesting in human capital management, recruiting, training and development, employee engagement, all of that stuff. And that's not a behavioral healthcare problem. That's a small business problem. Like most small businesses underinvest in human capital management, but also like it's an unfortunate coincidence that most behavioral health businesses are small businesses. And so you can't afford necessarily a dedicated HR expert. You can't afford dedicated recruiter. It's just not feasible in the business model of a you know freestanding single site behavioral healthcare facility. You can't do it. But the result of that is that you don't have well established recruiting, you know, criteria, interview process, new employee onboarding and training, long-term employee engagement and feedback. Those processes are complicated, they're difficult, they're time consuming to maintain. And you need to be, you know, like anything else, you need to have a person who is knowledgeable and focused on that specific expertise. I've heard a lot of conversations about the staffing shortage. I've not heard a lot of conversations about the reason one contributing factor to the staffing shortage is an underinvestment in the like staffing and HR function in these organizations. And again, I understand why that happens, but it does have this as an inevitable consequence that it's harder to hire and retain and develop good staff.
You just opened a whole can of worms. So this industry is really unique in a lot of ways. I think there's several reasons why you're seeing that lower investment in the human capital. You know, I'm just going to rattle off a couple that come to mind off the top of my head. First, this is a really unique industry where you can have a successful treatment episode and some money in your pocket and open up your own clinic. You don't see that in brain surgery, right? You don't see that in a lot of other businesses. And because of that low barrier to entry, you have a lot of, and I'm not saying this in a pejorative way at all, there are a lot of amateur business owners in this field who are looking to do the right thing, but are on a shoestring,
right,
or they're bootstrapping it. The other thing is the tight margins, you know, and those tight margins come from the payer model, the things that people have to do in order to survive when they're getting paid at the reimbursements that they're currently getting paid.
Right.
So, you know, those couple conversations make a big difference. The other thing too is, you know, as the public health emergency goes away and telehealth is going to become more regulated and more of an issue, that's going to create more barriers. They're also talking about license reciprocity and being able to you know, carry credentials from state to state. That's something that could be a solution there. But there's a lot of contributing factors there that lead to that lack of spend on your human capital.
Right.
But you also have to be aware of where's your waste. And everybody is so bogged down that looking at data on what are we doing, how can we improve, how can we be more efficient, it gets lost. So, you know, funny story, you know, Hatch, we offer automation and effective compliance programs that through our software. I'll talk to a CEO and I'll say, our software will save you between 1.5 and 3 FTEs, full-time employees, at your current size. And they'll say, well, why would I spend money on software that will save me 1 to 3 full-time employees? I already have them on payroll. They feel that they're already paying them.
Right.
So just have them do the compliance on paper. But what they miss is you don't pay them to do compliance documentation. You pay right. people to be helping your clients. And as anything that they're doing that's a distraction from that is against your best interest as a business owner. So there's so many different pieces that unravel there, but you're right. And there are ways to solve it, but there definitely should be more business mentorship in this field. I think could be really helpful, maybe professionalize it a bit more.
Yeah, and look, I think that it's funny. I have a very strong view about MBAs, not the people who have those letters after their name, but the programs where you go to get those letters after your name. I don't have an MBA. My sort of work experience is my business education. And I'm a very strong believer in that as a path. But the flip side of that is I have holes in my business education because I didn't go through a structured academic program where I learned about marketing and accounting and, you know, you name it, right? Like all of the different aspects, you know, legal and compliance and all these different aspects that are necessary to run a business. So I've had to sort of pick those up as I've gone along. And I think that a lot of the folks who work in this field are the same. And so I think you're absolutely right. There are a lot of people, you know, CEOs or owners running these businesses, and they have a ton of great and super valuable experience that's helped them accomplish great things. But there are also holes in their background and education and knowledge that, you know, that if they were filled, would make them even better.
It comes down to the sum of all parts is greater than...
Right. The whole is greater than the sum of the parts.
There you go. It's true. You know, if you took our team, for example, I couldn't begin to think that I would ever in my lifetime build the amount of compliance knowledge that Renee has.
Right.
Or the amount of tech knowledge that Chris has. And what you
do. Not possible for one person to do all of those things.
No. So you align yourself with good people, but you have to also put your ego at the door and go, there's a lot I don't know. And you have to be willing to listen to other people, similar to what happened with your story with the client speaking to the staff. You got to be able to, and this comes down to hiring as well in your employees. You have to recognize who is the expert in that. And then if you ask that advice of the expert, you can challenge it a little bit. Hey, clarify this. What does this mean? Why do you come up with this? Or where do you come up with this? But at the end of the day, if you're asking somebody for advice and you're not doing it, or you're going to just challenge them, then you may as well just do it on your own.
Right.
Or you're going to be standing in the same spot on the treadmill and not going anywhere.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of people do that. In fact, there's an expression about that, and it says an asshole is somebody who asks you for advice and then does whatever they want to do anyway.
Love it. That's hilarious.
I like that one too.
Thanks for tuning in to Hatching Creativity. We appreciate your support. Please don't forget to like and subscribe and tell all your friends about the show. And remember, it's never just about one thing.